know that you and I would spend our lonely nights drinking 40s in your basement.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 40 Before Noon podcast. We are in such a rush today, Zoo didn't even have a chance to crack the beer in the opening ceremony right there.
I'm all over the fucking place.
No, you're good. I was just saying, new setup. It looks good. He said he just had to punch a fucking hole through his wall right there to get the Ethernet cable in there. So, yeah. That is why we're on a little bit of a time crunch, but I think we have like 30, 35 minutes. We should be okay before I have to get to a bowling birthday party tonight. But it's been 2 weeks. I was in Austin, Texas for a bachelor party, so we weren't able to film last week. So there might be some topics we cover that were from maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago, but we're going to try to get through everything. All right. You have anything you want to start the stream or start the podcast off with?
I mean, I guess if we're talking about like in the life, just recently, I guess the boys planned another, boys are in Vegas. I guess that's something new in the 40 Before Noon world. I mean,
that is true.
That's the next time the boys are going to link up again at the end of the month, celebrate the boys' birthday. I mean, we always kind of celebrate it like it's kind of a fucking joint. I agree.
It's
4 days apart.
Yeah, we're really close. But yeah, it's the 30th birthday bash is going on in Vegas on the 28th. Man, we got like 12 of us going out there, so it's going to be a shitload of fun, dude. I'm really excited. But it's wild to think it's less than like 3 weeks away.
Crazy.
Now, which is, it's fucking nuts. But all right, well, aside from that, I think there's just been a lot that's kind of happened. I've been making sure I'm writing some stuff down as well, too. The first thing, this is how I want to start off the podcast. Sports story, because obviously March Madness is heating up. We're kind of going there for March Madness as well. The other week, once again, this is a little bit ago, so might be old, might be new. People have their opinions, but the Duke player that got hurt during the crowd storm. Did you see that thing?
Oh, yeah.
What's your opinion on the whole situation, though?
Well, I saw how the coach like had in his presser after the game. I mean, clearly he was the team that lost, so keep that in mind. And he was riled up about the court storm. Like,
yeah,
and he wanted it banned and like said it doesn't know why it existed, but I guess you could tell why or how that guy got hurt. But I don't know. I guess I'll get my opinion after.
The guy got hurt basically because the fans were storming. I don't know if it was his knee or his ankle, but you could see some fans kind of go like this to like push him out of the way as well, which I'm totally cool, I guess, with like college football. Storming in college football for me is completely fine. Because there's a really good chance that the douchebag bro from Alpha Phi or whatever the fuck the frat name is probably not going to do any numbers on a guy in full pads. Like, that's not going to happen.
And a helmet on. Yeah, like, you're not going to go deck a guy with a helmet on. But
it's also a much larger space, too, where you probably have more room to run around people. I do think it's kind of bullshit that your star player can get hurt during a storm. I do think that does kind of suck ass. But at the same time, I don't want storming to ever go away because I think it's like the coolest thing ever in college sports.
But it looked like the guy, I mean, I don't know if we'll chuck the clip up or something. If you want to search up the clip, if you don't know what we're talking about, it looked like he tried to trip the fan. That's what everyone said.
Like it did kind of look like he was pissed. Yeah. I do remember that, yeah.
And like, I don't know about you. Personally, me, I would 100% trip the fucking crowds. Like, if someone's sprinting by me, you're not sticking your leg out? Like, oh, my bad. Like, come on. Like,
oops.
Yeah, like, if they're rubbing it in your face, like, you're going to get in the way. But he kind of looked like he hurt himself trying to trip the guy. And that's when I was like, you know, if I saw a guy get fucking decked, you know what I mean? Like, who
like
was
a punch
the,
to the face, yeah.
Who was a guy recently, dude, like in the last 2 years in soccer, who got punched in the face? Who was that? Remember that? The fan jumped on the field and socked him. Wasn't it like Grealish?
I thought it was Ramsdale, wasn't it?
Maybe. Or like, I thought Grealish got like charged.
I thought it was the goalkeeper and someone came up behind and like kicked him or something from behind.
It's happened more than once.
And then he followed the guy throughout the entire stands and they found out who it was. The moron went back in his seat and just sat back down.
Yeah, like that's what I mean.
I thought
like,
it was Ramsdale. I could have, yeah.
But those are the type of things, right?
Like, all right, let's say perfect world then. The guy didn't try to trip the person. He actually got hurt. What do you think the punishment should be for the school that allowed the storm in? Or should there be a punishment?
It's one of those things
star,
where like...
star fucking player, top 10 team in the country gets hurt.
I feel like the only way you could kind of like make a statement that would kind of affect the perpetrator would be like banning the fans for like a month. No fans at home games. Go back to fucking COVID basketball. Like, I thought that would be a pretty fuck like punishment. Like, to go like completely cancel out home advantage. because it's kind of like a dick kicking the dick to the fans too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love the whole storming in the court thing. I think it's the coolest thing.
No, but I'm saying if it was like college,
if it was something bad like that, yeah.
Because oh, and it would
make a fucking point out of the asshole who did it.
Dude. Yeah, see, Grealish, the guy. Yeah, it was Grealish. He literally was standing there, and there's a guy comes right behind him and suckers him, and like Grealish went down, and like shit like that is like that guy should never. I think he got a lifetime. Yeah, he got a lifetime ban. Ramsdale also, yeah, fan like went after him. That's when they're like talking shit though, or something like, and a fan like charged him, like and like tried to get to him at least.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, then the other thing I was going to bring up was we went to, and it's kind of the same thing because it's college basketball again. We went to the ASU versus Washington State game the other day. For those of you guys that are listening, you've heard me probably mention ASU before. They fucking suck at everything. Like they are really bad at like football. They're bad at basketball, you name it. To the point where the only reason we went to this game was because we looked up tickets the night before and it was $2 to go to the game.
That's insane.
$2. So after fees, it went to like $7 is what it was.
How much are beers?
Beers, it's like $15, but it's like the double. It's double.
The mega pints.
Kind of worth. Yeah. But the funny part was Washington State was a ranked team. That's who they were playing against. And they're good. Like they're supposedly very good. I think they're number 2 in the Pac-12 right now, which is insane. So we're there. There's like 9 of us that are there. We're in the upper deck. There's this guy like 9 rows ahead of us that looked like he's wearing his fucking sister's volleyball jersey from Washington State. Like, dude, just did not fit him whatsoever. Yeah. He wasn't a really in shape guy either. But you could totally see this guy going in the mirror and be like, "Oh yeah, I look fucking ripped in this." He looked like shit, right? So the entire game, this guy's yelling, he's heckling, all this shit, and all of us are up there. We're like, "This guy is such a fucking loser." Like,
what makes you want to get involved, kind of. You know what I mean? Like.
Exactly. So, yeah. But we don't say anything. We won the game, which was incredible. Like, I don't know how the hell that happened. Everybody's celebrating. We're all going down the stairs and fucking Tubby Boy in the volleyball jersey decides to chirp the one guy in our group. You really should not chirp. It's this kid named Ryan, dude, that just does not give a fuck about anything. He's a big guy too. He looked right at our buddy and goes, "Have fun in the tournament, bro. Have fun in the tournament." Cause like ASU's not making the fucking tournament. Right. And the guy yelled back. He goes, "How about you return your sister's fucking jersey, loser?" He said to him. Dude, everybody starts laughing. And I'm like, could you imagine traveling all the way to Arizona, losing to debatably the worst team in the Pac-12, and then just getting just abused after the game? And you're the fucking idiot who started it. Too. He started it. And then we finished it after the win as well. Like, but he went back on that plane thinking there's an entire crowd of people that laughed at him, you know?
No, like, those are the best when you're not, like, involved in something like that. And then, like, something gets you, like, involved. Like, I don't know what it is, like, you know, when it goes your way too. But some people, like, you're right. Like, that was that guy's, like, he was looking forward to that game probably for months.
Like, God, he had his sister's volleyball jersey on. Like, what, like, are we doing, man?
To go all out like that and like still take the L, like, those are the best type
two.
Of ones.
He took two L's, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope
exactly.
He went out and drank that night and fucking threw up and had the worst night of his life. Just wrap it up. He never wants to come back to Arizona ever.
Yeah, just finish.
Ever. But aside from that, dude, there was only like one other story that I wanted to, I guess there's a few, but airplane wise, did we talk about airplanes the last time we were here?
Yeah, we kind of did like most of the time.
Dude, I swear the most stories you ever get are on fucking airplanes because it's the biggest group of morons you'll ever see. Basically, what happened was there was this, and I do appreciate it. There's only certain airlines I think that get away with it. Like Southwest is really good, where the stewardess or like the airline host. The people that like do like the police, they, I don't know, like the instructions.
The announcers,
know what I mean?
Like, yeah, whatever.
Some of them are really fucking funny. Have you ever been on a plane where they're cracking jokes?
Some have been good. And like, they're like, it's either you get like 50-50 though, because you either get some terrible joke where you're like, "Yo, that made this flight fucking like terrible for me," or like, you'll get somewhere like, "Oh, that was pretty good." Like a little like witty ones.
No, there's some that are, they're really on it. Yeah. So it was funny as shit. She goes, this like lady, she was cracking jokes like, "Well, people are coming in." I'm like, she's not going to continue this. There's no way. And she goes, "Hey, excuse me, did anybody on the plane drop this?" And everybody's head goes up and she goes, "Now that I have your attention." She starts doing that. Dude, everybody was fucking laughing. It was incredible, bro. But the one that was the funniest was before that happened, she goes, hey, like, we're looking for so-and-so. Is so-and-so on the plane? Please raise your hand. You know, like, they're in, like, a last call for somebody. So nobody raised their hand. Dude, this poor girl, probably, she looked rough, like, coming onto this plane. Like, she had, like, a horrible experience in Austin, Texas. Dude, she waddles onto the plane at the very end. The woman, like, you hear the little thing. She goes, hey, everybody, we found Ashley. Round of applause. The whole plane started clapping for this girl. She started walking down the aisle.
That's good. It was
so fucking funny. I have a lot of appreciation for, like, when those people are actually unreal at cracking jokes, dude.
Yeah, like, when it's, not trying too hard. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Like, they don't overdo it. It's, like, the perfect amount of jokes where you're like, Jesus, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the people that work with them, though, have to get annoyed because they're for sure recycling jokes, dude. They have
Yeah, like, they're like, oh, like, that's like a fucking, that one hit for that plane, like, I'm trying that out next flight, like, 100%, because you get a mix of so many strangers. Like, that's the thing, like, mm-hmm. when you think about being working on a plane, like, dude, like, it's probably the weirdest, like, kind of, like, feeling, because everyone you see, like, it's not like you're just seeing people from the same city if you work at a job somewhere else, bro. You know what I mean? So it's like, anyone could be from anywhere. So it's like, who really fucking knows who's watching you say this? So
do you think they play it smart and they only crack jokes if you're from certain areas? Like, certain flights are like, oof, like, you know, anybody flying into
location-wise, like, where you're flying?
Yeah, I'm saying location-wise, yeah.
Well, like, you would think, like, return flights from Vegas.
Maybe you're not cracking jokes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not. If I hear a fucking joke on, like, a Sunday scary fucking flight home from Vegas, dude, like, I'm down. Just, like, leaving the boys, going back to reality. It's like, I don't want to hear a fucking joke right now. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
on the way there, I'm laughing at, like, almost everything. You know what I mean? So you're right.
Just in a good mood. Yeah.
Location matters.
You're looking to laugh. Now, so yeah, that was basically the majority of what I have. I have some stories from Austin, but what's been going on with you?
Not much, man. I mean, just been chilling along, grinding the hockey, trying to be this hockey insider over here. I mean,
it's doing well, though, dude.
It is, actually.
I'm seeing some of the stuff, because I know you did a lot of the sports gambling stuff to start, but
I've kind of changed that it.
You're doing, like, insider, like, giving your opinions on, like, big stories that are happening, and I mean, with every time you give a big story opinion, there's always going to be fucking morons in the comments.
That's
saying,
the thing. Bro.
Rah, 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 rah. But if you just chirp them back, dude, it's like, all right, fuck.
That's kind of my thing.
Most people can't handle the heat, bro. They can't handle it.
Yeah, I've realized that. Like, I've had two, like, those two in a row did, like, 10,000 views each, and they were, like, getting a lot of interactions. The thing about doing, like, sports content that I knew I had to be ready for, and I still have to, like, train myself, is, like, you're going to hear a lot of fucking bad response. Like, terrible takes, and you gotta, like, my thing is I've gotta work on seeing bad takes and not fucking, like, letting them get to me, because that's how much I care too much.
Yeah, no, I
you know
that.
What I mean, but that's the whole thing I'm trying to deal with right now, so that's kind of been it, trying to grow it. But there's, like, a trade deadline today, so in NHL, so there's a few things that happen, I guess.
What I think would be funny if you did is, because I mean, obviously there's gonna be a bunch of idiots that comment on your post.
Yeah.
If you had, like, the worst takes of the week, and, like, you just called these idiots out for, like, the dumbest fucking things they said.
That's a good idea, actually. I think
if it riles you up enough where you're pissed off at some of these comments, man, yeah, you might as well call the fuckers out, bro.
Dude, like, my thing that I wanted to build, though, is kind of, like, my own fucking toxic community. Like, because that was my whole thing. I just want to make it, like, not the opposite of cookie cutter is what I want to do with this content. One of the funny things I saw, like, I was talking about a fight, and this, like, my video did really well. Like, I was talking about this huge fight, this kid that's fighting in the NHL, and some, like, old man, like, you know, classic selfie profile picture. It's a legit old man, huge beard, comments, goon sport. And, like, four
goon
dudes
sport?
And four guys attack the old man. they're like, hey, man, hey, they're like, curling's on TV. That looks like, seems like more your speed, old man. Like, that's what someone responded. And I was like, dude, that's exactly what I want. Like,
it's almost perfect because they fight your battles for you. 100%. So you can't get in trouble for it.
And they responded in the most, like, hockey, like, calm way. They're like, go watch curling, old man. Like, that's what they responded to the guy. And it was like, that's the type of shit I want to build. So
that's fucking,
I like
funny.
It so far. It's fun. It's fun.
Jesus, dude. All right. Well, I'm trying to think, man. I went to Austin, like I said, I went to Austin, Texas for the bachelor party. I've never heard of this before. I thought it was pretty fucking cool.
How was the wedding overall? I guess we've had a few wedding stories on here.
I haven't been to the wedding. The wedding's in like April or something like that. Yeah,
we've had like bachelor parties. You've been to a few, right?
Yeah. Overall, I mean, it was a lot of fun. There was a guy there that I know will never ever listen to this. I don't even know if he remembers my fucking name, to be honest with you. But it was kind of cool. What he did was he apparently owns like a full fucking craps table, like in his house.
Yeah.
Like full blown craps table. And apparently they don't sell it in certain areas because you have to like a gaming license or something for that. You can't just like have a craps table in the middle of your house. They know you're probably making money. So what he did, which I thought was, you give me your opinion, actually. He showed up to the bachelor party with this entire felt craps like layout thing, right? With official dice, all these different chips. He's like, oh, what's a bachelor trip without playing a little bit of craps? And I'm like, this is interesting. You know, like, I don't really care unless I'm betting money. Right. Yeah. Dude, you bought in and he was the casino. He was the casino. So
where are you guys at?
You'd buy in for $20. You give him $20. He'd give you 200 chips. And then you would sit there and you'd gamble with everybody the entire time. And he was the dealer and also like the casino. So basically, this guy brought the whole fucking setup, hoping to fuck. We just kept losing over and over so he could make money the entire time. That's what it was. But nobody lost. That was like the greatest part about it. For 2 days, dude, I think Seb ended up like $100. I lost like $16. It was like whatever. One guy, I think, lost $50. But yeah, when you ran out of chips, you gave him more money and he gave you more chips.
But did he? So how would you pay out though? Like he had a bunch of cash.
He had to pay out in cash. Yeah. Which it was kind of chill because we sat there for like 2-3 hours at a time and just like, we're all watching sports. We're playing craps. Yeah. He's doing his thing.
But I was going to say, because I thought
you brought it just to loot, like just to make money.
That's my point. I was like, I thought you were going to go a different way and go like, some fucking 21 Savage shit. And this guy fucking rinses you guys for your money with some like
loaded dice or something.
Yeah.
He didn't roll. He didn't bet. He didn't do anything. It was literally just, he was the house and he was the, like the, you know, the whole thing is the casino always wins. The casino did not win this weekend, which I just felt like he felt like such an asshole after, dude. But like,
so he probably does that. Like, did you anyone ask him if he does this? Like,
he does this at home. So there's nights where he'll make like a couple $100. And all he does is he just sits there and he drinks and has all of his buddies come over and they all play craps and shoot the shit. And here comes Seven out and he takes all the money and then it's like, let's go again. So he literally does it, which it's cool because like you can bet at like at $20 lasts me the entire weekend, which is awesome, you know?
Oh, because like his minimum, I guess. So like, I was just going to...
was like $10, which is like $1 you had to bet. It was $1.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, so yeah. Like, I was going to ask like, what really is the benefits of like running your own table? But like, I guess it would be the like amount you could bet.
Yeah. And he has like a max that you can cash out with or something too, which is like, I don't even know what the fuck it is back home.
So you see why it's illegal to do it. No, like exactly, this is why, bro. Right? But
he was on it, but
smart as fuck. Honestly,
like, I think it might be like, I think it's a great idea for a bachelor party. Cause you could easily convince people to sit there and roll dice all day.
Dude, what if he pulled up with one of those 2-0 wedding? Like the entire every male there
would be if it's an open bar, be a queue.
If it's an open bar, he's raking in thousands that night easily. Dude, that's a pretty sweet idea. Fuck, that's actually crazy. I've never heard of something like that before. Like a pop,
I'd never seen anything like it before, ever, man.
Because you would think like blackjack table or like a fucking roulette or something, like, but like craps is so odd, like to actually have a like whole ass table. Like,
that's fair play, I guess. Fair play to him because it gave us entertainment. Nobody really lost, was like the best part.
Fucked up.
Huh?
Fuck, I brought the wrong dice.
No, honestly, he might have, honest to God, dude. Fucking for real. Aside from that, I think like the worst thing that happened there was the last, actually, this is pretty funny to be honest with you. I didn't tell this story on the live stream. So we were out at a bar and it was like a Saturday night. We went to like, they call it Dirty Six down there. It's like the worst bar or like area there. It's like worst but best. You know what I mean? It's like the shitty, like, you know, grimy area. I had even worse than that, I think, man. It's like, I think it's like Old Town Scottsdale on steroids.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So we went down there. I didn't really know where we were the entire time, like we were doing this whole thing. But I didn't realize I had only had one meal like the entire day. I ate at 12 and that was it.
Yeah.
We went to like a comedy show. We went to an escape room and I was drinking the whole time. By the time we got to the final bar, there's like a two-part story, which is kind of funny. We're sitting there. We're all hanging out. This girl came up to me and she was like, I'll just be honest. She was a very attractive girl. She was. She came up. She's like, hey, what's your name? I'm like, hey, I'm Connor. And she's like, hey, I'm whatever. I didn't listen to her name. And she's like, hey, do you want to go dance? I'm like, no, like I'm good. You know, like I have a girlfriend. She goes, well, dancing's not cheating. I go, well, there's a guy two doors down. And I'm like, well, and he's the only single one here. That's probably your best bet. She goes, okay. Fucking goes right to our buddy. Okay. He goes out on the dance floor. He's about to start like making out with this chick, right? Some other guy comes up, grabs her, starts making out with her. And they turn around to him and they go, hey, we're swingers. We're here with a whole group from Canada. Are you interested in coming to hang out with us tonight? Like an entire orgy is flying on a plane together to Austin, Texas. And they offered it to our buddy. Everybody was like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here. And dude left. I'm like,
so is that like, that's
how do you even get involved in this like ring, dude?
Is that like their tactic where they're like, they go find somebody, bring them in, and then like they make out in front of them?
Maybe they're interested enough in like a certain person.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, fuck it. Like, I don't care if anybody else is there. Let's just go. You know what I mean? I think that's it, dude. It was fucking weird, man. Real weird.
Like, I was going to say that thing, like that type of shit seems like an odd, not like a normal thing, but like, remember in Vegas that happened to us?
I can't remember. When
was
that?
Nick.
Is my brother?
No, it was CP. And the skiing in the fucking river that?
Oh, that was really bad. Tell that so you can tell. Yeah, don't drop his full name.
No, CP. No. Is it one of our, we were in Vegas, like our group, and we're at the Oyo, like we're chilling. And I remember it was me. You were there, right?
Like I was there too. All of us.
It was me, you, our other buddy, and then it was like an older guy and an older lady, like in what, like mid-40s, 50s.
But that was that. It was like their wedding night, wasn't it? Or no, it was maybe something different.
No, that was the freaking fat chick who got mad at me after that. But that was a different story. But this chick was another table, and I'll never forget. Like we were there with Tracy. Like our deal, it was Tracy dealing us up. So we're like chatting up our dealer that like knows all the boys, and this like older woman is there, and like she's kind of talking, like you can tell she's kind of buzzing, like she's drunk, like she's kind of just speaking out whatever's coming to her mind. And I kind of see her at the end of the table talking to our buddy, because me and you are on one end, and they're talking not that loud, like I can't hear them because it's loud in there, you know, there's music, whatever. And whatever, we play for like 30 minutes though. That's the only thing that I don't get, because we didn't move, so I didn't know what happened. And we walk away and he comes up to us like he saw a fucking ghost. Like that's what I remember, is he was like,
let's get out of here.
He's like, you'll never believe what that lady just said to me. And I'm like, oh, what are you talking about? And she was basically whispering to him like, oh, like I'm like having a good time, you know, like, what are you like, you know, chatting them up normally. And after, I guess, a few drinks came by again, wasn't it like me, you,
random
husband, girl, her buddy. Yeah. So the lady's in between, right? And she says to our buddy with her husband on her left, something about like something along the lines, like, oh, like, I think it's time for me to go skiing or something like that. And then like, I don't know if our buddy said what, and like, what do you mean or something? But she's like, oh, like a couple ski poles, and like did the motion. And he was like, what the fuck?
Get her out of here.
Security. Dude, like,
bro. Yeah.
That was again, like her husband. I would assume it was her husband is right beside her. And like, just chucking it out there on the table, no issues.
It's not the first time it's happened, though. There's no way.
But how old was this chick who you saw?
Oh, bro, she was probably like my age, to be honest. She's probably like 29, 30.
See, that's my thing.
That was a weird one to me.
I feel like if you're younger, that's weird.
But also, dude, when I was in fucking Colorado, man, the first ever Bumble, only Bumble date I ever went on, a couple came up to us that was our age back then, which I probably, I don't know how old I was. I might've been like 22, 23. A couple of our age came up to us and they're like, hey, like, and this is the only reason I remember this is because we went to, in Austin, there's the same chain thing. It's like, I like bowling and all these different games. I'm like, I remember this place. I don't remember why. Same setup. And this girl and the guy came up to me and they're like, hey, like, are you guys together? I'm like, oh, it's like a first date, whatever. And they're like, hey, we're like, we're trying to find people to swap with tonight. Like, you guys down? And we're like, and I'm looking at this whole situation and I'm like, and then dude, the girl steps in, she goes, we just met each other. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So I just don't get how, I mean, everybody's got their thing, dude, but it's like some of the shit's just weird, bro.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like I said, I think it's a thing where it's like, not normal, but I feel like if you see like an older couple, like, you know, like 50 year olds, like where they've been married and like they do that shit. Like, I feel like that's always been the case, but like there's people that will like, I swear to God, like that are mid 20s and they'll start dating for like 2 years and then start like open relationship. And it's like what? I don't really get it. I'm like,
what the fuck's
just
going on?
Yeah. I'm like, what's the real reason behind it? Like, I don't know if it's a kinky thing or what, but fucking Jesus. Like, I think it's going to be more common though. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think
it's a big thing for athletes, is open relationships.
I believe that for sure.
I hate to say it about my guy. Like, I have a source about McDavid pretty much. Hey, that he was like an open relationship guy. Like, his girlfriend, like, let him be in an open relationship until he just proposed like this last year. Cause there's videos.
I think there's no way that ever changes though. Like, I think if you've been in one for the entire time, there's no way you commit the second you're
from
like,
what it's heard though, is like, it was an ultimatum type thing.
Really?
Like where I was like, yo, like I'll let you like fuck around like behind, like when you're on the whatever. But once you propose, locked in type thing, which I think is like, I know I'm not saying I would ever do it, but I'm saying for like the best hockey, the players in the world, the athletes in the world, where it's like, some of those girls, like, you think, what would, like, I don't know.
How do you still justify that, though? Like, oh, hey, like, he's cheated on me for the last 3 years.
That's what I don't get.
Here's a ring.
Yeah.
Now I'm in love with you. Like, fuck off, man.
That's my thing. That's why I think you just have to have some screws loose to, like, be, the whole open relationship thing defeats the relationship, in my opinion. It's like, how is that?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more of just like, yo, I kind of like a homie. I don't know. It's weird. I don't fucking get it, but I wouldn't do it.
This is my next question then. What's your opinion on people going to strip clubs during their bachelor party or bachelorette party?
You know what's weird? I don't care. I wouldn't give a shit.
Personally. What would you, I guess, like, how far are they allowed to go at the strip club?
Yes, that's my thing.
Like, if you're sitting there looking?
Yeah. Who fucking cares type thing?
If it goes any further than that, though.
Yeah, like, no, like, solo dances, like, chill out type thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, nah, like, no, like, closed curtain dance. Like, are you nuts? Get out of my face. No chance. But, like, I don't know. I feel like...
Because I would say 50-50 the bachelor parties I've been to, somebody ends up going to a fucking strip club every single time, no matter if they're married, no matter if they're, you know, the bachelor.
Like, yeah.
I've seen it a lot. And it's just like, I've seen the ones where it's just people watching and they're like kind of uncomfortable. I've also seen the ones where it's like the groomsmen are like, we need to go. You have to do this. And like, they pressure the person into it, which kind of sucks when that happens, if clearly they don't want to. But then
I feel like that's so old though, too. Like, I feel like that trend's dying.
From everything I've seen, it's not dying at all, because I see all these dudes that are like 35, 40 years old that show up to these bachelor parties and they're like, kid that's 10, wife that might not sleep with them anymore.
Yeah.
And that is like their fucking Super Bowl of the year.
True.
Which is it's horrible to say, but like, that is, it's like us going to the casino.
Yeah.
And it's not a good thing.
I guess it depends on the fucking person. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because, like, the group of people that matters and shit. So, yeah, I don't know. I've never, like, I've only been in one fucking bachelor party so far. And It's 0-for-1 on that part. We just got too fucking hammered at the hockey game to fucking make it anywhere else.
It might also be like when you're older type thing too, bro. You'll see it more often.
I've been to strip clubs. You know what I mean? And like, they're just kind of nasty. Like horrible. They're just ranky.
I cannot stand them at all.
This sounds bad because it's not like, I don't mean it in a bad way, but it's like, if you go in there, the slightest of sober, even, you know what I mean? You're kind of a creep. You feel like a fucking creep. Yes. Yeah, that's my point. Like, I've been in there where it's like, I'm not fully hammered or something. And it's like single. And I'm like, this fucking is weird, bro. Like, what am I doing here? Like, type thing. Like, but yeah. And then you look around the place and you're like, some of those guys just solo, like, dead
solo,
sober,
rolled
water,
up.
Like,
yeah.
Water in their like seriously, reading the newspaper, like, fuck, I don't know, man. Like, that place is just like, yeah, I don't know. It's just an odd, like, when you really think about it, it's like, that is a real place. It exists, like, in everywhere you want to go.
You can go there anywhere,
anytime.
Anywhere
you want. Yeah,
anytime.
And it just exists. It's one of those things.
Yeah, every time I've been there, bro, there's certain ones where it's like, I think like chicks are getting paid enough where it's like they're kind of happy.
Yeah.
But I've also been to ones too, which I hate the strip club. I hate it more than anything, bro. Like, I refuse to go there now. But I've also been to ones too where like you can tell the girls are so drugged that they cannot remember anything for the next like 8 hours. And you're like, oh my God, this is sad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
this is like really, really, really fucking bad, dude. So, yeah, so that was my next thing I was going to ask was the whole bachelor party strip club experience. I'm not about it, man. I'm not about it. So that's what I was going to ask you was, what would be your ideal bachelor party? So you had 3 days with all of your best friends. What would you go do?
I think, like, for me, just knowing me personally, would be like, I would want it to be a hockey trip, like a sports related trip.
Yeah.
Where it's like a 3-day trip where you go somewhere together to watch a game, but like you make it like a fucking thing where it's like a place you guys like get to travel and do, like, because if you're somewhere like you've never been before, like, you know, like going, just so many options, like to do so many like things, because it's like a, especially if it's a new spot for like a lot of you. So I don't know, I'm kind of like that, like classic, like, yeah, trip with the boys, make it a, like 2-3 days, go and like have an event around it type thing, not just like a night out, you know.
What I've also learned too is like, because I'm pressed for time right now as well, but basically every bachelor party I've been on, there's almost like no itinerary. There's just like one thing to do and that's it. And then everything else, like, fuck around, whatever. Yeah. I think the best one I've been on is we went to a beach house in California. They rented out like this like huge ass house. They could sleep like 20 people. And I think we left the house three times in 2 days. Cause as long as you just give guys alcohol, sports, and just games to play. And if you want to go to the beach, go to the beach. It was perfect.
That'd
it was like
be pretty
the greatest thing
too.
Ever, dude. We had one breakfast, we had one dinner, and I think we went to the casino once, and that was it for 3 days.
That's actually good. I would say that. Like an actual like a getaway, like
a beach house.
Like where you like, how do you say it? Like where you live in the same spot type thing. Like I don't know.
Like a staycation is what they call it.
Yeah, like a staycation, like a camp almost. Like just like a boys fucking like, yo, let's rent the mansion and just fucking degenerate for fucking 3 days.
Everybody
just
do what you want.
Whatever the fuck you want.
All we
that'd
have
be pretty
is
sweet.
this, and that's it.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. I would like something like that too.
I think that's the move. All right, well, I am supposed to be at a bowling alley in 19 minutes, and I'm pretty sure it's in Scottsdale. So it was a quick podcast. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed it. I don't know why I'm fucking feeling this, dude. Maybe
yeah, I know. I down quick. I came right from work, so I fucking didn't eat anything.
Yeah,
so.
I'm dying a little bit right now. But all right, if you made it this far, if you guys could please follow the Spotify or leave a 5-star review, we'd appreciate it. And we will see you next week.
Peace.